Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Explicit Instruction, Effective and Efficient Teaching is a professional education text by Anita L. Archer and Charles A. Hughes, published by Guilford Press in the What Works for Special Needs Learners series. The book presents explicit instruction as a systematic, direct, engaging, and success-oriented approach for teaching academic content, routines, skills, strategies, vocabulary, concepts, and rules. Its purpose is practical. Rather than theoretical, it gives general education and special education teachers a usable framework for planning lessons, delivering instruction, checking understanding, correcting errors, and moving students toward independent mastery. Although especially relevant to students with disabilities and learners who struggle academically, the approach is framed as beneficial for all students because it reduces ambiguity, increases guided practice, and makes learning goals visible. The book combines research-based principles with model lessons, checklists, application exercises, and reproducible materials, positioning it as both a methods text and a classroom implementation guide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explicit instruction as systematic, direct, engaging, and success-oriented teaching. The central idea of the book is that effective teaching should not depend on students inferring essential content from loosely structured activity. Archer and Hughes define explicit instruction as teaching that is carefully sequenced, clearly modeled, actively practiced, and continuously checked for understanding. This is not simply lecture or teacher talk. The model requires the teacher to identify the exact skill, concept, strategy, rule, or routine to be learned, present it in manageable steps, involve students frequently, and provide feedback before misconceptions become stable. The success-oriented aspect is important. Lessons are designed so that students experience a high rate of correct responding, which supports confidence and fluency while still requiring effort. The book places this approach within a research-informed tradition associated with effective instruction for struggling learners and students with disabilities. Its reasoning is that students who have difficulty learning from implicit exposure need reduced ambiguity, well-chosen examples, and repeated opportunities to respond. The result is a teaching model that values clarity, efficiency, and instructional intentionality. Secondly, lesson design for skills and strategies through modeling. Guided practice and closure, a major portion of the book explains how to design lessons for skills and strategies, emphasizing that strong delivery depends on strong planning. Archer and Hughes organize the explicit lesson around an opening, a body, and a closing. The opening communicates the learning goal, connects to prior knowledge, and prepares students for the task. The body includes explanation, modeling, prompted practice, guided practice, and checks for understanding. The closing reviews the essential learning and helps students consolidate what they should remember or apply next. This structure matters because complex academic tasks, such as solving equations, identifying main ideas, or combining sentences, often fail when students are asked to perform too many operations at once without seeing the process made visible. The teacher models the thinking or steps, then gradually shifts responsibility to students. The book also stresses that examples must be chosen carefully so students practice the intended feature rather than an accidental pattern. Lesson design is treated as a form of instructional problem solving, not as a script to be followed mechanically. Thirdly, vocabulary, concepts, and rules taught through clear definitions and examples. The book gives sustained attention to explicit instruction for vocabulary, concepts, and rules because these forms of knowledge often determine whether students can understand academic texts and tasks. For vocabulary, Archer and Hughes emphasize selecting words that are important for comprehension or future use, then providing student-friendly explanations rather than relying only on dictionary definitions. Students need examples, non-examples, and repeated use in meaningful contexts so that a word becomes part of their usable knowledge. For concepts, the book highlights the need to identify critical attributes. A concept is not learned well if students memorize a label, but cannot distinguish instances from non-instances. For rules, explicit instruction helps students understand conditions for use, not just repeat a statement. This section is especially valuable because it connects language instruction to every content area. Mathematics, science, social studies, and literature all depend on precise terminology and categories. The practical reasoning is that students cannot reason well with ideas they cannot name, define, compare, or recognize across contexts. Fourthly, active engagement through frequent responses, feedback, and instructional corrections. Archer and Hughes treat active engagement as a core mechanism of learning, not as an optional motivational feature. The book argues that students should have many opportunities to respond during instruction through oral responses, written responses, partner responses, signals, or other structured participation formats, Frequent responding gives the teacher information about understanding and gives students practice retrieving and applying new content. This is especially important in classrooms where a few confident students may otherwise dominate discussion while others remain passive. The authors also emphasize immediate, specific feedback. Correct responses can be reinforced efficiently, while errors should be corrected in ways that clarify the misunderstanding and return students quickly to successful practice. The goal is not to embarrass students or slow the lesson with lengthy correction, but to prevent errors from becoming habits. This focus distinguishes explicit instruction from approaches that equate engagement mainly with interest or activity. In this model, engagement means academically relevant participation tightly connected to the lesson objective. Lastly, independent practice, instructional organization, and implementation tools. The book does not treat independent work as something students should begin before they are ready. Archer and Hughes make a clear distinction between guided practice, where the teacher supports and monitors performance, and independent practice, where students apply learning with enough accuracy to benefit from repetition. This sequence is important because poorly timed independent work can multiply errors and frustration, especially for struggling learners. The authors also discuss organizing instruction so that time, grouping, materials, routines, and transitions support learning rather than consume attention. Their reproducible checklists, teacher worksheets, and sample lessons make the book unusually implementation-oriented. These tools help teachers evaluate whether lessons include clear objectives, appropriate modeling, sufficient practice, active participation, and feedback. The practical value is that explicit instruction is presented as a set of observable decisions rather than a vague philosophy. At the same time, the structure requires professional judgment. Teachers must choose critical content, adjust pacing, monitor student performance, and decide when students are ready for more independence. In conclusion, explicit instruction, effective and efficient teaching, is best suited for special education teachers, general education teachers, reading specialists, interventionists, instructional coaches, school leaders, and teacher preparation programs that need a concrete model of high-clarity instruction. It is particularly useful for educators working with students who have learning disabilities, weak background knowledge, language difficulties, or inconsistent academic performance, because it explains how to reduce unnecessary confusion while preserving rigorous content. The practical benefit is immediate readers can use the lesson structures, participation techniques, feedback routines, and planning tools to improve daily instruction. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of why guided practice, examples, sequencing, and error correction matter for learning. Compared with many education books that discuss instructional principles at a broad level, this book stands out for translating research-supported ideas into detailed classroom moves. It is neither a general advocacy text nor a narrow program manual. Instead, it functions as a professional methods guide across grade levels and content areas. Its emphasis on active participation also prevents explicit instruction from being reduced to lecture. The book is most distinctive in showing how direct teaching can be interactive, diagnostic, efficient, and responsive when carefully designed and skillfully delivered. If you would like to support Anita L. Archer, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.